Blackstone Audio presents The Hypnotist by Lars Kepler, translated from the Swedish by Anne Long. In Greek mythology, the god Hypnos is a winged boy with poppy seeds in his hand. His name means sleep. He is the twin brother of Thanatos, death, and the son of night and darkness. The term hypnosis was first used in its modern sense in 1843 by the Scottish surgeon James Braid. He used this term to describe a sleep-like state of both acute awareness and great receptiveness. Even today, opinions vary with regard to the usefulness, reliability, and dangers of hypnosis. This lingering ambivalence is presumably owing to the fact that the techniques of hypnosis have been exploited by con men, stage performers, and secret services all over the world. From a purely technical point of view, it is easy to place a person in a hypnotic state. The difficulty lies in controlling the course of events, guiding the patient, and interpreting and making use of the results. Only through considerable experience and skill is it possible to master deep hypnosis fully. There are only a handful of recognized doctors in the world who have truly mastered deep hypnosis.
Like fire, just like fire.
Those were the first words the boy uttered under hypnosis. Despite life-threatening injuries, innumerable knife wounds to his face, legs, torso, back, the soles of his feet, the back of his neck, and his head, the boy had been put into a state of deep hypnosis in an attempt to see what had happened with his own eyes.